Sheds are cold storage areas for tools, machinery and junk. At Sean Sullivan's shed on Horsechops Road on the Southern Shore, there's a different feeling. Newfoundlanders are known for a good time and their good hospitality. Traditional kitchen parties are always going to be a part of the culture, and so will the love for sheds. The love is so strong that local radio station 97.5 K-Rock has its own portable shed, where a DJ takes song requests from people in their own sheds. Each shed is different. Each shed has its own way of being cozy. It's a place where people can come after a long week to relax and unwind. Or if you really wanted, you could actually do some work, like fixing a vehicle or building some furniture.
It's a spot where you stores the tools and the bikes and screws and puts a bit of wood in there.
As I walk into Sullivan's shed, I am greeted with music playing, the wood stove heat, and a welcoming grin. It is set up like a pub. In the main area, a bar, a stage, and the walls are littered with old signs and memorabilia. I am offered a drink as soon as I walk in. Most people's main thoughts are that sheds are a second home. It is their own. Sullivan's shed is his own personal man cave.
The shed? Well, the shed for me is heaven. Because I can go out there and I can be a top-notch mechanic when no one's around. Top-notch carpenter. I can play drums. I can make all kinds of noise. No one cares. I can get the smell of house off me. And when the wife is mad at me, I can go out there and it's nice and quiet. Place to work, you know. Place for the buddies to come over and hang out.
Sean's wife Sandy agrees. The shed is heaven.
It's a perfect place for men to go because then they're not coming into the house, messing it up. They can talk about all their manly stuff, cars and whatnot, and we don't have to listen to them. And they're pretty noisy when they get on the go and when they're playing their music. So I don't have to listen to that. So basically they're out of my way. And if I need them, I could just yell out.
If any damage occurs, it's a lot easier to, contain in the shed. And it's a lot cheaper to destroy things in the shed than it is in the kitchen.
Across the Atlantic in the UK, they have a shed of the year and a shed week. Shed week is something that will be a hit on the Southern Shore. For Sean Sullivan, every week is shed week. Victoria Batchcock, Kicker News.